Across the country, libraries are becoming a battleground for culture wars, with children at the center of it. And here in Idaho, some residents and lawmakers want libraries to restrict access to books. Aspen Public Radio's Carolyn Yonatz reports on one of these controversies for the Mountain West News Bureau.
At the Glenwood Springs Branch Library, a couple dozen kids and adults are using kid-friendly plastic needles, thick embroidery thread, and safety scissors to assemble little felt stuffed dinosaurs from kits. In short, it's a typical Wednesday afternoon with the Spark program, designed to spark kids' imaginations in a fun, safe, social environment. 7-year-old Graham Aguirre and his mom Ashley are working on a mini T-Rex plush. Ashley is holding the felt pieces together while Graham goes to town with the needle.
The unders are under.
No.
Right. But maybe it's under over instead of over under.
It's either one.
Graham is homeschooled, and the Spark program helps fill in some of the gaps. And Ashley says the library is a great place for Graham to have fun and express his creativity.
They've had a great program, and then, you know, he loves to pick out books and everything after. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
As Graham and other kids craft, adult patrons read, work on computers, or simply warm up by the library's fireplace. In this peaceful setting in western Colorado, it's tough to imagine that this and other county libraries have served as the battleground for a fierce culture war for months. Last summer, a nearby resident started a petition to prevent children from accessing a pair of Japanese manga graphic novels. They carry age warnings and are shelved in the adult section. At a September library board meeting, the woman read from the petition. She wanted the books kept under lock and key, and for librarians to CID before allowing them to be checked out.
If these requirements are not met, then we request all materials of the aforementioned warning be removed from the library inventory.
After she challenged these books, library staff read them all the way through and determined they were shelved correctly in the adult section. They also declined to keep the books under lock and key or have librarians check ID. Jamie LaRue is the executive director of the library district.
There is no library in the United States that does that. And in fact, no child has been reading these.
LaRue hosted a public forum in October, where the vast majority of attendees were against restricting access to books. During his presentation, he said the library can't restrict access to these materials anyways.
Minors also have First Amendment rights.
One critic wrote a letter in a local newspaper calling on librarians to be arrested for, quote, knowingly transferring or attempting to transfer obscene matter to minors. Emily Drabinski is the president of the American Library Association. She says this kind of language is demoralizing for library professionals, and it misses the point of what public libraries are doing for children.
So if you want your children to read during the summer and to have access to all kinds of reading materials of interest, if you care about early childhood literacy, then your library is the place that's making that possible.
Here in rural Garfield County, Red Milberry is one of the people doing that work.
Before you finish sewing, you need to leave a big enough gap to put the stuffing in, and then we'll finish the sewing, okay?
Milberry is the youth services coordinator at the Glenwood Springs branch.
Librarians are set up in such a unique way because we have the ability to design our lessons and what we want to provide to the community based on the community's needs.
To address those many needs, Garfield County libraries offer broadband internet access, help applying for jobs, free health screenings through community partners, and conversation groups for people to practice both their English and Spanish. And they're among the 30% of public libraries nationwide that offer some kind of food aid. Here's Milberry again.
Your wealth means nothing here. We provide services to all. And I think that's the best thing about libraries is it's the great equalizer. Everybody has the same footing here.
And it's this kind of critical work that keeps library staff fighting for their communities. Milberry says they're learning to deal with bitter objections to some books and programming, and they know it won't be going away anytime soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caroline Yanez.
This story was produced with help from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps. It's funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.